السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
the last two sermons I have been discussing help and support of Allah. This help and support Allah gives to His Prophet, and after them He treats the communities they set up also in the same way, so that after showing such a sign of help and support, he can strengthen the faith of the believers. In the last two sermons, I had mentioned the in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. May Allah have peace on him. May peace be on him. That I had mentioned how Allah had protected him from the attacks of the enemies, and had presented a few examples of exceptional help and support of God. The divine help and support for his loved ones this help and support does not come to an end once the Prophet has departed from this life, but Allah does treat their followers and their communities the same way. But here, as a Jama'at, that is the community, we see the sides of this support. But at the same time, individually, those who act upon His teaching, such treatment continues. For example, we see that this spiritual son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's community, as a community as well as individual followers, Allah had shown such signs which were the means of strengthening the faith of the members of the community. as a community, we see that after the demise of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the opponent had thought that now this community will not survive. But as Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had said, that, oh my friends, this is the practice of God from time immemorial, that Allah shows to a demonstration of power so that he can destroy the false hopes and happiness of the opponent. We saw how true these words were. Also, when Allah had put the gown of caliphate on Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the first, had destroyed the happiness of the opponents and the believers gathered on one hand again. Then at the time of Khalifatul Masih second, we saw that how Allah had helped and support the believers. Despite the effort of the internal and external enemies, he had destroyed their hopes and gave the control of the boat and the ark of Ahmadiyyat to this young man who should continue to progress it, and God continue to give the Jamaat and the community progress upon progress. And because of this special help and support of God, the standard of Ahmadiyyat continued to hoist in various countries of the world. Then in the third caliphate, when the time came, the enemy had tried to make the Jamaat lose hope and frustrate them, and they cut off the hands of the Jamaat. But with his help and support, Allah did not let the step of the Jamaat and the community get back, but it continued to step, they continued to step ahead. And the world saw that not only the hands of the opponents were cut off, but even their heads were cut off. And this is not the work of a human being, but is purely the sights of help and support of Allah. Then in the time of the fourth caliphate, the opponents thought that now we have used such cunning and such plan, and the opponent, the leaders of opponent thought that I have now taken such a step that Jamaat Ahmadiyya will be banned from all sides. And they have no way out, and they will die its own death. But as with the different various revelations Allah had promised, Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that I will help you, this the true caliph of Hazrat promised Messiah was helped by God and frustrated all the plans and cunning of the opponent, and they had defeated them in trying to destroy the caliphate and Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Rather, according to his promise, that promise Messiah, that I will send your message to the ends of the earth, Allah opened up such paths and helped him in such a way that the enemy was totally frustrated. And all know that the greatest means of conveying the message is through MTA. Then after the death of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih IV, the opponents were hoping that perhaps now the matter has reached its end. And perhaps now there will be, Jamaat will start on the path of decline. But the fools did not know what are the plans of God. Allah, who had promised the Messiah of the time and had raised him with such promises of his help and support, that support can neither end with the wishes of the opponents nor with their effort, inshallah. And neither is this promises are linked to an individual. These promises with Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and with this loving Jamaat of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has declared. So and no power in the world can be an obstacle in its path. The promises of support of Allah at every step, every day, is what we witness. Inshallah, how Allah has helped and supported the Jamaat throughout the year, it will inshallah be described during the speech at Jalsa Salana. I am not giving its detail. Briefly, I have, as an introduction, I have said that how Allah continued to frustrate the effort of the adversaries. As I had said, that individually also, Allah does show the sights of His help and support to the believers, which Allah has promised with those who act upon His teaching and follow His messenger. And those who with their Allah had enabled, those who Allah had enabled to set examples and had commanded them to establish prayer and advance in financial sacrifices and hold fast to your God and obey Allah and His messenger and also the caliphate system. And then you will see that Allah will also show you the sights of His help and support at every step. And as in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then in their guided, in the time of his guided caliphs, the history tells us of these examples of support. And similarly, in the time of Messiah of Muhammad, we see the help and support of Allah in the hard times. Today, I will put before you examples of few pious elders that how Allah had been giving support to those who believed in promised Messiah and who were working in the field for Him and continue to help even today. It is a proof of this fact that certainly Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam is a chosen one of God. And to strengthen the faith of the believers, Allah shows them such sights of help and support. Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib Raji Ki says, by mentioning an incident in his life, that once I went to Dera Gadu, which is about 1.5 mile from our village, then most of the people were honoring our family and were their disciples, and therefore I preached about Ahmadiyyat. And as I was returning, I also recited some lines of my Punjabi poem which were connected with the coming of Messiah. By chance, there was the head of the village there. He saw me leaving the mosque, and Maulvi Kalimullah, the Imam of the mosque, also noticed me, and they both put their head together, and they saw these lines of poem stuck in the line of in the wall of the mosque. They thought this Mirzai had polluted our mosque, and what he did that he selected seven strong young men who should tie me up and bring me to them or take me to them. And he says their plan was that he will force me to remove this writing and kill me. So they asked seven young men to pursue me, but at that time I also was a fast runner, and therefore I had left the place before these young men arrived, and I reached my village. And they were frustrated and returned defeated. Next day, the same one person of the same village, who was a disciple of my father, and next morning came to me and told my father the whole incident. Then my father said, if this is what the people are planning against you, you should take care. When I heard this from my father, I did ablution and engaged myself in Salat prayer. And I submitted to my Lord God that these people are stopping me from preaching your Messiah. And he said, how will I be stopping this? I was deeply moved, and I slept immediately after prayer, and Allah addressed me and said to me with great compassion and support that, who will stop you? Allah Baksh, the head villager, I will put it in grave from 10 days from now. And Gaddu village, I reached next morning and asked them, where is this head village, head of the village? Asked their address. I said, I have brought a divine message for him. It is that Allah Baksh, from today, 11th day, will be put in the grave, not 10 day, but 11th day, and no one can put off this decree of God. So this they said that the headman have gone to another village, which is in the east from Gujarat. He said, be a witness that he will put in the grave 11th day from today. No one will change this decree, divine decree. And all were hushed and awestruck when they heard that. And it so happened that the same Allah Baksh, that is the head village, fell ill. He had a pain in the chest, and he was sick. And in few days, the disease increased so deeply that his relations took him to hospital in Gujarat, and exactly on the 11th day, he left this transitory world, and he was not even had the opportunity or given the chance to be buried in the cemetery of their village. Then Ghulam Ahmad Mubashir says that July 1939, it so happened that a young man of Ghana, after Hajj Baitullah and after religious education, came back from Mecca, and he was living in Sirhana, or lived in Sirhana, and in Ghana, and he started a propaganda against us to gain fame, and he said, I have come from Mecca, and Ahmadis are telling lies, and his propaganda was so strong that a chief of this region, whose name was Muhammad, he came to me in Salt Pond and said about the propaganda of this guy, that you should take some action against him, or do something about him. I said, I am engaged in some necessary job. Take one of my students. And the chief who had come, he insisted, Maulana Sahab, that you should go yourself. So he said, I went to this village, and people from Jamaat, from various villages around, he also came, and I wanted to talk to him in Arabic, and he was giving lame excuses that he could not, and then people said, I should speak on the blessings of God, and after which we were asked to raise questions, but no one asked any questions, and this way I stayed there one night and came back. The custom in the Ghana is if there are two parties quarreling, then whichever party won as their victory, they tie up some white cloth on their forehead and on their arms, and they take a procession through the area, and they announce their victory. So the other party, despite the fact that they did not give any answer to our questions and did not raise any questions, but they continue to say that the Ahmadi has not come because there is no earthquakes, because if he was Mahdi, there must have been an earthquake. Normally in Ghana, there are very seldom earthquakes, or perhaps they never happen. I have lived 8 years in Ghana, I did not witness any earthquakes there. So I heard their cunning. I supplicated to God with deep feeling, that, Allah, that according to the opponent's demand and to show the truth of Messiah and Mahdi, show a sign of earthquake, because earthquake is one of the signs of promised Messiah, alayhi wasalam. I was so sure after my prayer that Allah will certainly show a sign of earthquakes. So I held gatherings in three places and everywhere I described all the details and said, now there will certainly be an earthquake to establish the truth of Messiah. And I had also mentioned the earthquakes which had happened in the time of promised Messiah. I had only held two gatherings, and the third gathering was being organized that there was a great earthquake around Isha prayer in whole of Ghana. Next day when I was going to Salt Pond, wherever I passed, people were amazed and saw me and said, this is the man who said there will be earthquakes, which has come to pass. And all the idolaters and the Christians also, they were announcing at the beat of drum that Muslims Mahdi has come and the earthquake has come to pass. Then he says, I published a tract in Arabic and gave them good tidings of Imam Mahdi, that as a result of that, by seeing this earthquakes, 180 people took the pledge of initiation, that is Bayah. Sheikh Zainul Abidin Sahib and Hafiz Hamid Ali, they mention their tour of East Africa and say how Allah had helped them and supported them, because they were so sure that because they were so sure that from the Huzoor's prayers were supporting them or helping them with them, that is the Khalifatul Masih II's prayers were with them. The incident they state is that we left on the ship, and there were 1,000 people traveling with us, and there were few days to reach Africa, that the captain announced that the ship is involved in a storm and is not working, and there is no hope of its survival. He said people should pray. Hamid Ali Sahib woke me up. I said, why are people crying? He said, promise that you will not be grieved, then I will tell you. And they said, pray for it. I said, the ship cannot sink because two disciples of Promised Messiah are in it. This is the time of Promised Messiah, that Promised Messiah had said that you should go to Africa and you will come back safe and sound. And Hafiz Ahmed Ali said, this might be need interpretation. He said, definitely not. It is my faith and deep faith that whatever I heard from Promised Messiah, that is what will happen. So this was the prayers of Promised Messiah with them, not the Khalifatul Masih II, as I happened to mention earlier. But fourth day, we reached East Africa. The ship stopped there for 8 days, and after we got off, the ship left and was sunk. My uncle read this news in a paper, in a newspaper in Batala, and because he had gone there for some trade or some purchasing something, and he said, don't tell their home, but do convey this information to Promised Messiah. And they started crying when they visited Promised Messiah. At his inquiry, they said that both people must have drowned. He said, Promised Messiah said, certainly not. They are living, and you should find out whenever you will get a letter and a mail in your house delivered, you will find a letter. And if I receive the letter first, I will tell you the news, and if you receive the letter first, let me know about it. Maulana Sadiq Sahib says that on 6th of March 1942, Japan had control over Asia and was doing whatever they wished, and they would not do any research. They would announce a verdict against the people, and suddenly they will implement their verdict. About me also, the Japan government decided to kill me, and they said they had received two complaints. Firstly, Jamaat Ahmadiyya is praising the English government, and also the ulama of Sumatra has said that this war of Japan is jihad in the way of Allah. I had refused to give this verdict. I had rather written against it. So he says that I advise the Jamaat that you should arrange to offer Isha prayer, and they should pray. And if somebody were to have a dream or a vision, they should tell me. After this, I also continued to engage in prayer rather than I was prayer personified. And I depended on my Lord. I remember that the fourth night before Tahajjud prayer, I slept. I saw in bold letters on a wall that read the fifth chapter of Daniel prophet's book. And I saw this fifth chapter, and what it said was that after Bakht Nasr, his son bin Shajar became a king who was an oppressor and wicked, king, he had seen a dream, which is a longish dream. He asked people the interpretation of his dream. But all of them said, we cannot see any meaning in this. Then he was taken to Daniel king, and he said, O king, this is from God. They have written in different words, because it's a different language. What it means is that Allah had accounted your kingdom and ended it. And the second word is that you have been weighed up in a balance, and your weight was not enough. And the third word means that your kingdom has been divided and given over to some others. So when Prophet Daniel told him this interpretation, then he was killed and his son took over the throne. And so this was the subject which I was asked to read in the book of Daniel. So he said that it shows clearly that the Japan government will suffer the same end. This news was in 1945 later or earlier, and I had told many Sikhs and Hindus also this particular dream, and the same time the atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and Japan government was defeated. And the newspaper which gave the heading that they had decided to kill 65 people, and I was on the head of the list, that is Maulana Sadiq Sahab. So this way Allah protected him. And he says that only 10 days remained to implement it, that the Almighty God, who listens to the prayer of his humble people, destroyed the Japan government before he could harm a holy man of God, and he was destroyed. So he says, whatever happened is not because of my personal quality. It is all happened is because of the Messiah of the time and Mahdi of the time's truth. And it was a divine sign to establish his truth, because only to obey him I was being punished. Hazrat Maulana Sheikh writes that in 1968 we had opened a branch of in Fiji, and we bought a house for this purpose, and there was a great opposition to us in that, and the opponents were trying that somehow this mission must not be successful in the city of Ba, and we must not have any stay in it. And there was Abu Bakr Khoya, a very influential man who was the head of the opposition, and he and the opponent started declaring that they will set fire to Ahmadiyya's place. We did taken some security precautions and informed the police, which was quite nearby. But even then, one night, someone, they had the opportunity to harm our mission, and someone put oil in one part of the building and set fire to it, because it was a wooden structure, and the wooden structure soon is inflamed, and they thought this will reduce them to dust, and the man ran away. The arsonist ran away, and what divine act was that without even us knowing, the fire was automatically put out or was made to go out. And so where there was the wooden structure which burnt only one or two planks of wood, but the fire was put out, and we repaired the place the same day, and we were checking where there was damage, and Maulana Nurul Haq Sahab Anwar, the chief missionary, he said with a sigh that who has tried to burn this center of the religion of God, may Allah destroy his house. And it so happened that a few days later, suddenly, Abu Bakr's house was inflamed, and despite their effort, the whole house burnt down. Then Maulana Ghulam Hussain Sahib, there is an incident about him. They say that when the English were returning, they were a cannon fire on both sides, and it was it set on fire, and they started the flame started reaching his home, and it was spreading very fast, and the members of the Jamaat were worried, and the wood was burning next to his house, and people thought we cannot even take the contents of the house. And Mauli Sahib stopped him. He said, "Do not worry, there is a revelation of promised Messiah that the fire is our slave, even slave of our slave, and the fire cannot harm my house." And Allah heard the humble servants and weak servants and accepted their prayer. And the Mauli Sahib, as soon as he spoke, that the fire turned its direction, and it did burn the houses around, but this section remained protected, and the adjoining houses also did not survive. Hazrat Ghulam Rasool Sahib Raji Ki narrates that Chaudhary Natte Khan Sahib, who was the head and Ahmadi of a village there, he arranged a preaching meeting, and they invited other people as well. When the non-Ahmadi came to know of this gathering, which was for 2 days, was organized for 2 days, they were abusing Promised Messiah Great Day, because they had no other material except swearing, and the same is their condition even today. They also invited them, and they put up a tent near us and made a stage and started abusing the Jamaat Ahmadiyya and their leaders, and they started abusing. Few minutes had passed that there was a strong hurricane, and this turned to their sight, and it was their whole tent was flown away, and the walls had collapsed, and all the people who attended that meeting, they were covered in dust that you could not even recognize their faces. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also written that sometimes the support of God becomes the dust and falls on the head of the opponent, and Allah's holy men get support of God when they come, they show the world an extraordinary sight. So they were so covered in dust that you could not even recognize their faces, and 12 o'clock was the program of Ahmadis. And the non-Ahmadi program had destroyed by this wind. But our gathering was to start after 12. First of all, I had to speak. The hurricane was still in operation, going on when I was called on the stage. I requested all the attendees that may you all pray. You should pray that may Allah protect us. And I lifted my hand. He said, "Oh, our Lord God, you have said in Holy Quran that the virtuous and the wicked cannot be the same. And you know that the purpose of the gathering of the opponent was to deny and abuse Promised Messiah. And our aim is to support your Holy Messiah. If in your opinion there is a difference in these two aims, then please they give a command to the angels of this hurricane that they should stop it, so that we can hold this meeting and preach your message." I was just doing the prayer and all the people attending the Jalsa were also praying that suddenly the wind stopped. And the same wind which put dust on the opponents' heads, Allah had stopped it when we started our gatherings. So all these manifestations of Allah's Almighty God and His strength is for His Holy Messiah and His great caliphs, Alhamdulillah. Maulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib states that Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, at his instruction, four of them went for the tour of India. First we went to Calcutta, then Tatanagar, and Mauli Muhammad Saleem Sahib, Mahasha Muhammad Umar Sahib, or Gyani Abadullah were accompanying me. He says that in Kerang there is a great Jamaat which was established through our Ahmadi, and we continue to go for preaching. Once we were going to a village that we saw a poisonous snake on the way. And this was a big snake which was going into the valley. And he has painted a picture how Allah protected them from that great serpent. He says, from Kerang we went to another village, which was the Khan Sahib's village, for Khan Sahib's forefathers. And we also met a Hindu who was the chief of that village. He also served us and showed us hospitality and allowed us to hold a gathering and lecture. There were many idols temples of the Hindus. When we started our lecture, there was clouds and it started raining. And the Ahmadis were very worried because I was also restless, that I was excited to supplicate to Allah. I said, "Oh, our Lord God, in this idol worshipper town, we have come to preach Islam, and we have been sent by your guided caliph, Khalifatul Masih II, but your clouds and your rain is creating an obstacle in our gathering." As soon as I was praying, the rain stopped, and those who were going to leave the gathering, I called them and said, "Now rain will not come down, and you shall listen to our lecture in peace." And after a while, the clouds all dispersed and it was clear skies. Mawlana Muhammad Sadiq Sahib says in Indonesia that in Padang city, Mauli Rahmat Ali Sahib, the late Mauli Ahmadi Sahib, he was sitting on the Muhammad Yusuf's shop, that the Holland, a Christian priest, were preaching and came out, and they started discussion about Christianity and Islam, and to hear it, many people gathered. Suddenly there was a very heavy rain, and when the rain starts there, it always lasts many hours. So when Padri Sahib, after the debate, they could not compete with us in logical argument, and to cover their defeat, he said to Hazrat Maulana Sahib, "If your religion Islam is superior to Christianity and true, you should tell your God that he should show us the sight and demonstration of his power and stop this heavy rain." As soon as he demanded this, that Maulana Sahib immediately depending, putting full trust in the living God, he addressed the rain and said, "O rain, stop with the command of Allah and give a proof of true and living God of Islam." Then few minutes had hardly passed that the rain stopped, and that priest and all the people stopped were most amazed on this sign, a divine sign. Alhamdulillah. Maulana Siddiq Sahib Amritsari says that once in Sierra Leone, the priests there, to please their chiefs, had given this religious verdict that your fast does not break if you use smoking, etc., because they don't go in their stomach. And when you tell them the truth, they were very upset, and they used to laugh at what we said and mock at us. So similarly, one chief, where there was an Ahmadiyya Jamaat, they used to lead the congregational prayer. The chief said, "You have excited them to go against us, and also you yourself are going against our restrictions. Therefore, you are not allowed to lead prayers in this village. If you did, I will expel all of you from this village." And the chief addressed the people and said that these Indian people have tried to create unrest in our village. Do not let them lead a congregational prayer in case we have divine punishment, and they can be a cause of our divine punishment or some disease. The people were very worried that the Ramadan is going to start people will have to lead the congregational prayer. Where would they lead? And one of his missionary, he went out and prayed that, "O Lord, you are our protector and helper, and we cannot remove this difficulty ourselves. We are sinful and weak, but your Islam, your Quran, and your messenger, and your Messiah is true. So please help us miraculously, because they have no support and no helper. And they are co-religious, religionist, because of their accepting your truth, have made their life unbearable." So then I recited the words of promised Messiah's prayer, which he has indicated for hard times, and there was a little rain, and I thought that Allah has accepted our prayer. Then we came back to the village and told the chief to allow us. He did not agree. Then there was a superior chief's representative who came, and he gave a letter to the chief that the command was that since there is a freedom of religion, you must not stop any sect to stop worship. Then immediately this was a sign from God, and all fell into a prostration for God to render their thanks. Haji Ghulam Ahmad Sahib of Banga He was in a gathering, and a non-Ahmadi Chabu Khan said, "If today it rains, I will accept Ahmadiyyat." It was very hot. Haji Sahib prayed with deep supplications, and soon after there was the clouds rose and started raining. And since he was quite true of his words, and he accepted Ahmadiyyat immediately. Maulana Nazir Ahmad Sahib Mubashir writes that in 1940 I was in Ghana, which was then called Gold Coast. He says that I saw in a dream that in my chamber a black snake has come, and as soon as I woke up, I understood that there is an enemy who is to harm me. And in the Fajr prayer, where there were the students of missionary class, and I was teaching them the translation of the Holy Quran, I told the students that the previous night I have seen this dream, which shows that some enemy will wants to harm the community. I had not stopped describing my dream that one of the students addressed me and said, Mauli Sahib, your dream is fulfilled, that there are 24 policemen standing around our mission house. So he says, I went there out and the police were standing, and one in a plain clothes came to me and he had some papers in his hand. Mauli Sahib, I laughed, says that I laughed and said, have you brought the warrants of my arrest? He says, they are for searching your house. Then the policeman also came. He says that you, whatever transmitter you have, through which you are conveying news to Germany, and you also have weapons and arms. And I laughed and I said that you can search me and the transfer and mission house. You can take control of whatever transmitter or the weapons we have. So they searched and they found nothing. And they said, we have also to search your office, which he did, and found nothing. Then he also searched the school and hostel. I said to them that you only had the warrant for my home, but you can search anything, any place you like, so that you are satisfied. And when they found nothing after searching, they were ashamed, felt ashamed and left. Then eventually he said, oh, Huzur says that after they stopped that, he said, after the police also got other news, because the police goes, they can find some evidence so that they can earn something as a result. So they heard the news that we are making alcohol drinks, and so they had caught the criminals who were making the spirit and alcohol, and somebody broke it, and the one who was holding the bottle, he was harmed. His hand was hurt, and on the way he had an accident, and his wife said, because whichever way you have treated the Ahmadi missionary Maulvi Mubashir Sahib, you should apologize to him. So this cunning and the conspiracy was from some opponent. When they started, they finished their search, I told them that you have committed excess against our purely religious missionary. He said, who do you suspect? I said, perhaps the salt pond man has done, and he was removed and was made deputy commissioner. And I prayed in Tahajjud prayer and said, oh my Lord, who has disgraced mission and your religion, how can he be promoted? Because this, he has been promoted to deputy commissioner. And there's a fever called black water fever, and he was attacked by that fever, and he died as a result. Now you can see that how Allah puts in the mind, in the heart of the animals, that one of our delegation went to Dera Ghazi Khan. It was very hot season. And these people were going on the horse cart and the horse fell as he got tired. They tried their utmost to raise him on his legs, but the horse could not be raised. Hazrat Maula Baksh, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, okay, we can walk to the, they had to go to the next village. Meanwhile, the other people stood near the cart and they saw a man coming on a white horse running to him. And so maybe this horse could draw the cart, and that way we can ride to the next village in the horse cart. But when he did not bid salam to the local people, they thought that this man is a stranger. And the man continued to ride the horse fast. When the horse reached Malik Sahab, it stopped itself. And the rider stopped and he said, Malik Sahab, you can sit on this horse. You can ride. He was Qadir Baksh, who knew him. So Malik Sahab apologized. He said, no, I will walk. He said, do not find excuses, just ride this horse. This is a strange incident. He said, for few years, I have always go towards my area, Masti Hindana in Dera Ghazi Khan, on this horse. Never has this horse even moved this ear against my what I indicate. I don't know what happened to it. When I left the house, it went back and started running. I tried my best to stop him, but it did not stop. So you can say that he tried to hold his rein, and my hands have become red trying to stop him, but reaching you, it has automatically stopped. So you should ride this horse. Then the horse took him to the next village, his destination where he wanted to go peacefully. So see that at the right need to get a help from the unseen, the Malik Sahab said it was because I was gone on a work for promised Messiah. And he could not walk, especially in the summer season. Therefore, Allah sent this help from the unseen and put in the heart of the horse that it should stop near him. Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, after saying some prayers, that, O my Lord, do not leave me alone. As I am alone now, who is better inheritor than you? Although I have children, and he says that spiritually I am alone, and I want from you who will be my inheritor spiritually. And this prayer was a prophecy for future, that Allah will bring the spiritual people with me who will repent on my hand. Then he says, for me this matter is enough, that thousands of people have repented on my hand from various sins, and this is promised Messiah saying, and I have found such a radical change in people that as long as Allah does not purify someone, no one can purify in this way. And I say on oath that there are thousands of people who are faithful disciples have brought about such a radical change in them that each one of them is a sign of God. Promised Messiah says, so the testimony of God shows that I was alone and there were no followers with me. And now no opponent can deny that there are thousands of people who submit to me, and there are many prophecies of God which show help and support from the Divine. such people about whom Allah says that to receive Allah's help and support, establish on piety and submit to Allah and His Messenger. In this time, Allah shows such people from the community of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, whose acceptance of prayer and the help and support from God and its examples that we have seen, and I have mentioned some incidents. These are the people to attain them. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had prayed to God, and about which Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in this quotation. May Allah always such people who are advanced in sincerity and devotion continue to raise in the community of Promised Messiah, in whose life we continue to see the sight of Allah's help and support. And such people, as a result of this exceptional treatment of God, continue to advance in sincerity and devotion, and should continue to also make effort the strengthening and of the Khilafat Ahmadiyya, and continue to help.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ